I'll be watching those two superbike races and be jealous as hell that I'm not out there. But I've got to be realistic. I've got so much on with British Championship, with Storm Stacey, and obviously we're looking after Craig Neave on the road racing, and then we're helping the two Smith twins out on the 900. And if it was just down to me riding a bike, I'd probably be out on a superbike. But I've got a lot to worry about and think about. And riding the twin, obviously, it's a lot slower than riding the 240 brake horsepower BMW around the Isle of Man. And you need to have your concentration just on that job.
When you look back over the years, I think you've ridden in the superbike class every major manufacturer. Ducati, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Honda.
God, yeah, like you say, I've been around forever. I think obviously my first TT was in 94. I've done virtually, well, I've done a lot of them, I've done most of them anyway, and I've raced against the best, and unfortunately I've never won one. It really, really hurts me to say it. I've led a few, and I just wasn't quite, good enough to win one, but that's life. I have to deal with that one myself.
You stood alongside some great people on those Formula One, Superbike, senior podiums as well, though, haven't you?
Yeah, like I was saying, everyone, there's so many people I've raced against, like my teammates Ian Simpson. I've had Joey Dunlop. I stood up there. David Jeffries. Everyone who's been in front of me, I've looked up to. So the list goes on. I've been there so close. I've been a second off, and always think in the back of my mind, I should have, like, God, I should have gone to the pits a bit quicker and pulled out a bit quicker. And but it was never meant to be. And even when I went out, you just don't know with the Isle of Man. When you go off for that race, it's such a long race, and bikes are so fast now, and things can go wrong. You still believe you can win one up, and because people might break down, you never know what can happen. So yeah, I've got to call it a day sometime on the big bikes. Obviously doing 200 and well, they're doing over 200 miles an hour now. It's phenomenal.
Can you pick a favourite big bike race that you were involved in at the TT?
Oh, it's got to be, I think, the Formula One race, Joe Dunlop. I can still see, Joey and me going around together, and I can still see him, the vivid picture of him, like, passing me down Sulby Strait, and he sees little Arai helmet bobbling away, going and bouncing off the bumps, because Sulby Strait was so bumpy then. Having him come in at the end of the race, and Joey never said much, and I was just doing an interview with Motorcycle News, and then an arm come across, and with a pint and a big Honda lettering down the arm, and he goes, "Michael, I really enjoyed that," and that's like, it still gives me goosebumps now. To race against Joey, and my dad race against Joey, it does bring fond memories. And obviously 25 years, so I think, is it 25 years? I think he's obviously passing out. Oh my God, he's gone so quick. And yeah, brilliant memories.
And just finally, even though you're kind of cutting back, you're going to be involved in the TT for a long time to come.
Yeah, definitely. I've been brought up there. I've been there with my dad since I've been born, running around the Grasmere Hotel, I think it was. And yeah, I love the place. And obviously, we got the classic TT coming up. So we'll be looking to ride the XR69 in that again, in Batham's colours and AJN. So yeah, we'd still obviously want to try and bring on younger people. And we need to keep young people coming back to TT, and that's why we're helping Craig. And we're looking to find more young people as well and bring them forward. We'd love to win as well. And we'll still keep trying as hard as we can.